regarding the prayers of Rosh Hashanah, there's a machloket amongst the Aharonim if it is proper to cry during the tefillot of Rosh Hashanah. It's clear that the Gaon Mevilna holds that one should not pray and do anything during the prayers that will bring himself to crying. That's the opinion of the Gaon. However, the Arizal held, on the contrary, that it is proper to cry during the prayers of Rosh Hashanah, and if one does not bring himself to cry, or cannot cry in the tefillah, he says, that's an indication that his neshama, chas v'shalom, is deficient, ve'ena haguna. So the Hida makes actually a sort of compromise, and he says that at least you should pray with a tune that's like crying, which the nosach, the text, or the tunes that we play on the holiday, the hazanut, is done in a way that it sounds like a sad tune a little, in order to at least inspire it. Which means, according to the Hida, the pasuk writes, Ki shama Hashem kol bichyi, that God heard the voice of my crying. So that can mean if a person prays in such a way. In any event, all opinions agree, the Arizal and the Gaon Mevilna, that if the crying comes automatically, which means even according to the Gaon Mevilna, the Zohar shouldn't inspire the crying, but if you're in the middle of praying and all of a sudden it just comes over you as you're reading the words, not that you did anything, you're just praying and all of a sudden it comes over you and across you, so then according to the Gaon Mevilna, it's also okay. So therefore the Maaseh, one should pray in a tune that can motivate the crying, as we follow the Arizal, and there would be no problem if a person was even motivated himself to come and cry during the prayers of Rosh Hashanah.